With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democrats panicking about the election following President Biden's shaky debate performance. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Throughout this election campaign, the 81-year-old president has faced consistent questions about whether he's too old for another 4 years on the job. On the debate stage here in Atlanta, Mr. Biden's performance was marked by repeated stumbles and awkward moments of silence. Afterwards, there was a heightened level of concern about his fitness for office. The president's outing was so rough that Democrats are publicly and privately questioning whether he should be the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, a number of Supreme Court decisions announced. One of them, the court has upended a 40-year-old decision that made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protection.
The court delivered a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests, ruling in cases brought by fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island. The justices overturned the 1984 decision known as Chevron. Billions of dollars are potentially at stake in challenges that could be spawned by the ruling. The heart of the Chevron decision says federal agencies should be allowed to fill in the details when laws are ambiguous.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Opponents of the decision argued it gave power that should be wielded by judges to government experts. Severe weather over days has caused havoc and destruction across the U.S. Those storms in the Northeast came on the heels of widespread flooding in parts of the Midwest, including Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. In recent days, much of the country also hit with a scorching heat wave. The Dow is down 114 points. The NASDAQ is losing 24. This is SRN News. A publicly funded religious charter school is dead.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has killed the idea in a 7-1 ruling, stating that to use taxpayer dollars to fund the establishment of a Catholic charter school in the state would be a violation of the Constitution. In its decision, the Oklahoma court says, quote, "The framers' intent is clear. The state is prohibited from using public money for the use, benefit, or support of a sect or system of religion." Legal observers saw the school as a legal test case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped by 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion. But experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that held true in 2023. This is SRN News. Iowa's Supreme Court tells a lower court to let a strict abortion law go into effect. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Iowa's top court has reversed a lower court ruling that put a temporary block on the state's strict abortion law, which means the law will now take effect. In a 4-3 ruling, the state Supreme Court told the lower court to dissolve the temporary injunction and continue with further proceedings. The new law bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Iowa joins more than a dozen other states with restrictive abortion laws following the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022. I'm Shelley Adler.
A California law that bans drilling new oil wells near places like homes and schools will likely take effect in the coming days. A referendum on the ballot asking voters to overturn it has reportedly been withdrawn. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.